The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Welcome back to the Dark Side of the Pooch. That's right, the man on the left-hand side of the screen can't handle that, I'm assuming, because are you a big Pink Floyd guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like I couldn't do a dissertation on them.
Yeah,
And I really think that their Syd Barrett stuff does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah,
It's just too 60s. That 60s is just that 60s sound. It was too much for me, And I really don't think they really got their legs under them until Animals.
Yeah,
so like everything before that. It doesn't do much for me.
I was never a big Pink Floyd fan. My brother was really into it, and I just remember being in the grade in high school and hearing him listen to Hey You, and I just thought, you know, the worms in your brain, and I just thought it was weird, man. I just think, you know, just it really wasn't. I was into the Pop Gun, you know, or the bubblegum kind of pop music kind of stuff, and listen to Top 40 Radio. And then when I got into radio, one of their albums, Momentary Lapse of Reason, when it had Learning to Fly on it. That was, I mean, it was relative. I think it was 1989 or something like that. That's one of my favorite Pink Floyd albums. That album is fantastic, man.
Yeah, that's without Roger Waters. Yeah. That was after, he got really ticked off at the band. Uh-huh. But that's a great song. Learning to Fly is, it is an absolute classic.
It is. It is a killer song, man. It is a great song.
I mean, it's just, it's so, so good. And I guess they had some I guess I shouldn't say I don't like any of the early stuff. They have a song, I think it's off the album Metal, not M-E-T-A-L. I think it's M-E-T-T-L-E or M-E-D-D-L-E. I can't remember the name of it, but man, that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Are you a Spinal Tap guy? I'm assuming you've seen This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah. It's
really I have funny. Never seen the movie.
That's so funny.
And I'm going to have to go watch it because the sequel is coming out. Rob Reiner, of course, who did the original, is doing the new one. It's got three, I guess, of the four members of the band. Someone's passed away or something like that, but they're coming out with a... And I'm always kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when they came out with the Naked Gun thing. I'm like, don't mess with it. But then I'm thinking to myself, you know, no, it'll never change the original. You know, the original is always going to be a classic. So, you know, you can do whatever you want with it. It's not going to change the legacy of the film itself.
I love those mockumentaries. You know, because it's some of the same people that did like Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman. I think there's what's the bluegrass one that's so funny. But some of the people that were in This is Spinal Tap were also in these other the mockumentaries that came out 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So funny.
No, they were replaying the whole why don't you have it go to 11, you know, on the thing. And the fact that that is still used in the lexicon that we use today that came from that movie is just crazy. So, all right. Dark Side of the Pooch. We talk about pooches. We talk about kitty cats. He is the Rossburg Animal Hospital owner. And of course he is the best veterinarian, right here in the great state of Alabama. We're happy to have him on every single week. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. I always like to start. If in fact you have something interesting, did we talk last week? I don't know if we talked last week.
No, we didn't. We didn't get to.
It's been kind of crazy this summer, and we're getting back to school. So sometimes I forget. But anything interesting coming through your store lately?
We probably talked about this before, but there's a disease called Addison's disease that we have diagnosed recently. And Addison's disease is a disease where the adrenal glands do not produce steroids properly. Mm-hmm. There are two steroids that need to be produced in the body, mineralocorticoids and glucocorticoids, and they kind of do different things. And some dogs that are Addisonian, they lack one of those steroids, but a lot of them will lack both. It can be kind of hard to diagnose because the symptoms are very nondescript. It's usually just lethargy and maybe some weight loss, which comes with just about any disease you can think of.
Yeah.
But there are some hallmark signs on blood work that can point you in the right direction. So we diagnosed this dog this week with Addison's disease. And Diagnosing it is the hard part. Once you diagnose it, it's very easy to treat. And while it can kill dogs if you're late in diagnosing it, once you diagnose it and you start supplementing them with steroids, they usually do really good. But there's no cure for it. Has to be treated with steroid supplementation for the rest of the dog's life.
But it can be for the rest of his life, really. Wow, that's kind of crazy.
The adrenal glands just stop making steroids.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got into the guy on this thing because I don't like to get political on the show. Whether you're a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fan or not, it doesn't matter to me. I really don't care. But I am a vaccine fan, and we have talked on this show actually several people because when the vaccine, the whole thing about the COVID vaccines came out, there were actually people that threw some questions at us about animal vaccines. And like the parvo vaccine and give me some of the other vaccines that you administer to dogs and cats.
Distemper, adenovirus, yeah. Feline leukemia, rhinotracheitis. I mean, list goes on and on.
Because the conspiratorial folks were like, if these vaccines aren't good for humans, then why should they be good for anything? And that was the funny part to me because I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that we have vaccines for humans and it's just make companies, pharma companies, money. So what do we have vaccines for animals for? You know what I mean? I mean, they don't know. And I know they work because we've been through it, but, does any of that stuff as a doctor kind of drive you crazy?
It drives me crazy because people try to make, the same kind of, decisions based on like human research for animals.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. It's not apples to apples. Pets need vaccines because they don't practice hygiene. They don't wash their hands. They don't cover their mouths. They put their noses together. They mm-hmm. put their nose to each other's butts.
Yeah.
They eat things off the ground. Mm-hmm. They drink standing water. Mm-hmm. They are lovable, but they are nasty.
They really
nasty,
are, yeah.
Dirty animals. Like yep. they have to be vaccinated for leptospirosis because they drink standing water and eat things off the ground.
Yep.
They have to be vaccinated for influenza, especially if they board or they go to daycare or they're groomed, because one dog sneezes in a kennel, they're all going to get it. Like they, like, you know, they don't practice hygiene. They need to be vaccinated for parvo because they eat stuff off the ground.
Yep.
You know, that they have to be vaccinated for rabies. That's a law.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not because I had a client say, well, why are you giving my dog a flu vaccine? Do you take the flu vaccine? And I said, you know, I don't take it every year,
yeah.
but I do know that if someone has the flu, I'm going to stay away from them. And I know that I'm going to wash my hands and I'm going to cover my mouth and I'm going to stay away from people that are sick. Dogs don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's an interesting question because I could say, you know, because some people just don't get the flu shot. My people are my people. My son now is like they want the COVID vaccine and they want the flu vaccine. Now, I don't even know if they can get the COVID vaccine, but I'm going to give them the flu vaccine. Because I've never had the flu. I've always got the vaccine. And so I figure my science tells me that I get the flu vaccine. I've never had it in my 59 years. It works. So, you know, and I know a lot of people are like, I don't get the vaccines. And they're the first ones to call me up and tell me they got sick from COVID. I'm like, okay, well, it's good for you. That's fine. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. But I will say this. If where it stops for me is if I have a child that's getting sick because you don't vaccinate your child, I've got a problem with that. That's what yeah. that's when I have a problem. That's when I'm going to start, you know, and thank goodness my kids are old enough now, because you're like, well, it's my deal. I can do it. Everyone. No, it's not. Not if your child's infecting the entire school at Oak Mountain. I don't want to hear it. So that's where we have a difference of philosophies, if you will. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Anything else going on interesting besides Addison's?
I mean, not that just jumps right out of my mind, but you know, then again, I am getting old.
Okay. I had a couple of questions about Rainer. I took him in. And speaking of vaccines, if you ever want to have your dog groomed, they will not groom your dog unless they've had the influenza shot, not to mention several other different types of shots. So they'll make sure that you're up to snuff on all that stuff. I've never had a problem with him at the groomer. Until this last time, he was being groomed, and he's being groomed by a woman. He's always had a man groomer, and he's been perfect. And this time, it was like he would not let her do anything. Is there anything? Was it just because he was used to having a male groomer, because of her handling, because of the way she was speaking to him? What would that be?
I mean, it could be any. It could be any of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be the environment, the situation. Maybe he's a little grumpy today. Maybe there were other dogs there that were just kind of.
He was trying to bite the blow dryer.
That's real common.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to eat the blow dryer when we have all kind of alerts from dogs in our EMR, you know, that pop up when they're getting groomed.
Yeah.
Does not like blow dryer, will try to eat it.
Yeah, that's funny. And normally, if you get anything with a motor near him, and again, it's sometimes contemporary to the breed itself. He just does not like buzzing sounds or anything like that. He doesn't like anything, you know, anything. So
don't vacuum near him.
No, boy, and he hates brooms. I don't know what it is about brooms. I got a broom and I break that broom out, man. He runs. And so the last time I got the broom out, I laid it in the middle of the floor and I drug him over to it, made him sit on it. And he was so uncomfortable. He hated it. And you know, I thought, well, maybe we'll get used to this. And he does not like when I get the broom out, he hates the broom. He doesn't mind the vacuum cleaner, but the broom is a no-go.
See, my dog makes tons of messes. So if he were scared of brooms, then we would be in trouble because I'm always getting the broom out on him.
And what a Swiffer. He's okay with Swiffer?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine with Swiffers, fine with vacuums. You know, he does, none of that stuff bothers him.
Dark Side of the Pooch, by the way, brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics over there in Citation Lane. I just talked to Seth a couple days ago. He's traveling out of town, going out to Vegas to buy some more comics. Over 300,000 comics in every type of toy. Got them in the box, unopened. If you find some stuff in your attic or whatever you want to buy, sell, or trade, he does that. Cards, you name it, they've got it. At Sasquatch Toys and Comics, it's really good stuff, so make sure you check it out. It's going to be unbelievable. By the way, when's your fish show at Coca-Cola?
Well, let me see. It is 4:30, so that's going to be in about 28 hours. No, 48 hours. No. No, yeah, 36 hours. It's 48 hours from now, basically. 2 days.
Wow. So it's coming up to a couple of days, okay.
51 hours. My math is bad.
I heard something earlier today. Someone was saying that if this show doesn't work, then the Coca-Cola Amphitheater is not going to work. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they talking about? And I think they were talking about that fish show because they were talking about today, if that's the next big show coming up in town.
Yeah, it's this Saturday and Sunday, two nights. Saturday is sold out. Sunday is not.
I hope you have a fabulous. Really? It's not sold out on Sunday night?
Well, I think because a lot of people are going to work the next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Saturday shows are big because, you know, nobody has to work the next day.
Yeah. What about church?
No. I mean, I maybe there's a lot of fish fans still go to church.
Are you going to both, by the way?
I'm going to both.
Okay, good. Yeah, am I going to either one of those?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. You haven't said anything to me about it, and I honestly did not know they were this weekend. Now, if you've got an X one, what do they call them? What are the Grateful Dead fans called?
Free tickets? Miracle.
A miracle. If you got a miracle for Sunday, I can go.
Tony, I might have a miracle for you for Sunday.
All right, because I dropped my kids off at 4:00, 4:30, and I'll shoot right down the road, man, and I'll go.
I was gonna keep that in my back pocket.
Okay,
but I wasn't gonna keep it. I was gonna keep that piece of information in my back pocket until I knew 100%.
Well, I'm glad I asked because I didn't even think to ask, and I thought to myself, and then no, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I got the kids, and I don't want to blow it off because we've been talking about this for a long time. If you do have a miracle, I will go Sunday.
No, I was gonna let you know, but the my wife is probably 70% out, like as in not going.
Yeah.
On Sunday. So that's why I would have an extra.
I'll take it. And if she uses that 30%, I'm totally good with that too. Either way.
I will know a lot in 1 to 2 days.
You better because it's in 2 days.
Well, no, that's Saturday's show. Yeah. Sunday show's in 3 days.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, let me know. I'm good for Sunday and I'd appreciate the opportunity, but it's not going to kill me if you can't do it. Certainly the wife comes first.
I love to take people to fish shows that have never been before.
I've never been to a fish show, and it's kind of like one of those things. I mean, I've known you long enough that I'm going to go one way or another with you or without you because I feel like I need to go. As a radio guy, I feel like it's my job to at least entertain the idea of going to see another jam show before all said and done. And again, you know, James Taylor played last night. I didn't get a chance to go. I saw him the last time he played at Oak Mountain, and I thought he was at the age of 75. I thought that was the last time I'd ever see him. And then, of course, they opened the new amphitheater, and he's coming back again. And I heard it was fantastic. He's 76 now. And then Rod Stewart, who's 80, I heard put on a great show. And I just don't – I'm like, how does the guy 80 years old put on a great show? I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he put a great show on, but I just can't imagine – what Rod Stewart sounded like at the age of 80 years old. Maybe to get on YouTube and pull up some videos or something, because they said he sounded great.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot for me. The older I get, it takes a lot for me to get out and do things.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, dude. It's horrible. It's terrible.
It takes a lot.
And I feel like such a old man klutz. You know what I mean? Like my son was driving back from Clemson the night of the All-Star game in Atlanta. And he's driving back, and he's like, "Hey, listen, I think I'm gonna come in a few hours later." And I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "I'm gonna stop in Atlanta for the All-Star game." And I was like, "Do you have tickets?" He said, "No, I'm just gonna pull over and just, you know, and take it all in." Blah 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 blah. And I think it may have been the night before, it may have been the home run. And to me, like I would have done that like every single shot I'd had back in my 20s and 30s. But the idea, so I just want to get home. You know, I'm driving through Atlanta traffic. The idea of pulling off in the middle of Atlanta traffic for the All-Star game just to get out and walk around and take it in is like, that doesn't even, yeah, I got invited to the Wisconsin-Alabama game this weekend. I was like, no, unless it's in the suite, I'm not in.
Yeah, 15 years ago, I would have probably like given one of my digits to go to an All-Star games in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's expensive and it's a long drive. And I don't know, man, the older you get, it's just like, you're just chasing comfort. I just want to be comfortable.
I think that's a great way of putting it. I think some of it is deserving. You know what I mean? I think we deserve that. I mean, we've been there, done that. You know, I was trying to think, we're getting very philosophical here, but I'm 59 years old and I have not had a date since, I've had a couple of dates, I guess you'd call them dates, since I got divorced. And my daughter was asking me, are you ever going to get remarried? And I said, at this point, I don't see it happening. I said, whatever God wants to happen. I said, if he drops something in my lap, I said, I'll go with it. I said, but I at my age, I don't see enough stuff out there that I find attractive enough to really want to go out with. And I'm not setting myself up like I'm Tom Selleck, they don't get me wrong. It's just that most women of my age group are either married or they're done. They're finished. And then I'm thinking to myself, and then she goes, well, doesn't that bother you to think that you'll never be in love again? And at first I was like, what are you trying to do to me, dude? You're trying to like bury me up? And then I thought to myself, no, because I've been there. I had my shot. You know, I was in love before. I've been there, done that, you know? I've looked a woman in the eyes and knew that I was madly in love with her. And so I've been there. So it's not probably going to end up that way. But you know,
losing your freedom, which is, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what getting married is. I mean, you lose your freedom.
Oh, man.
And so do they.
Yeah.
And you know, to some degree, and I mean, maybe to like, you know, all degrees, because then, I mean, if you're doing it the right way, you're running everything by the other person and, hey, is this okay? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like after you've been there and done that, if it ends, losing that freedom again, I don't know. That's a lot to think about.
It is. It takes a long time for you to realize what that freedom feels like again. I will be honest with you. And certainly having my kids 7 on and 7 off, it was excruciatingly difficult. It's still hard when they leave because I love having them here. But I will tell you right now, there have been some times when I've been on my recliner on a Saturday afternoon and I'm just sleepy and tired and there's no one in the house and it's not so bad. it's like you know, I'm gonna, yeah, you know, I can close my eyes whenever I want and there's something to be said about that. I certainly want to share my life with somebody. But there's something to be said about that too. A lot of people, I got a lot of friends, but I just got a friend of mine just celebrated his 43rd wedding anniversary. And I think at 43, and this guy's like in his 60s. He loves his wife. It's all good. But you know, just because you're married for 43 years doesn't mean it's been 43 great years.
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, you hear people that get married like in their 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll throw it back out there. If I do, it'll be on a whim. It's not. Yeah. I'm like at this age, I'm not going to date someone for 3 or 4 years before I marry them. It'll just go like, let's just do it. And I mean, cause what's going to happen?
And you got to be. I feel like you got to be careful too, because I don't know. Like the stakes change when, because you're a well-known person.
Yeah.
And you are. And you gotta, sometimes you gotta wonder about people's motives, you know?
Well, they ain't going out with me because I'm rich.
Yeah, but I mean, but you're still like a still a local legend.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's kind of you to say. But if that helps me get in the pants of a 35-year-old, then I'm in. maybe I need to get on Facebook and start a new Facebook group. Old rockers looking for love. I'm sure it's out there. But the one thing I will not do, they got this new thing. God bless it. Hold on. I saw it earlier today. Oh, this is great that that we brought this up. It is it's called Pitch a Friend. Pitch a Friend for people that are afraid of, they're done with dating apps. Dating apps have just gotten so crazy, and I know some people are into them. And I got friends of mine going, "Dude, I get laid in 15 different cities every time I travel." I'm like, "That great, that's super. You know, that's not for me." And they're in their, they think it's great. You know, I'm like, "Okay,
it seems dangerous."
Oh, it really does. I'm like, "That's good for you." And I got a woman over here, and I date this woman, and you know, she's, I don't know, she's going out with other guys. I'm like, "Nah, you know what? Blah blah blah." So it's called Pitch a Friend. They're dating events. That takes setting up your friend to a whole new level. You basically have a group of wingmen, if you will, or friends who actually do a pinpoint presentation on you in front of potential suitors. Isn't that cool? And so they're like, "Hey, I want you to meet my friend Tony. Let me tell you about Tony." And so they get up there on the screen and they do a point thing of you know, the things I love, because you can't cheat. You know, they tell everybody about, and so, yeah. And so they're like, "Well, your friend sounds pretty nice." So it's just like a friend setting up a friend, but it's actually a night where you show up and you have like 20 or 30 people that have video presentations of their friends. And then they bring them out, and then they, if you want to go meet somebody. It's probably
that sounds exactly like an Impractical Joker skit from that show. Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. I always love our conversations, especially when we're not talking about pets. We got a lot of pet stuff, but we do have a couple here from Razmataz in Pelham. Wants to know what's the deal with all the different types of dog food. We've talked about this in the past. There is a farmer's dog. There is pet stuff. There is Petco. There's 8 million types of special dog food, and the guy's got a date and he kicks her out of the apartment because, "No, it's dog food. It's in your refrigerator. It's dog food." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Is it better? I mean, obviously it looks more appetizing. I'm figuring our dogs probably like the way it tastes, but my dog eats dry stuff every day like it's the last thing on earth anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Tell me about it.
I personally feel like the pet food industry is ruled by those that have the best marketing, mm-hmm. and probably not ruled by those who have the best food.
Okay, that's good.
I think that if you have if you can come in and disrupt the standard, like Farmer's Dog has done or Fresh Pet, then great job. And they did a great job.
They killed it.
Now, do I think that their food is better than Purina or Royal Canin or Hill's? I do not.
Yeah, the idea that they say my health, there's one commercial where they say his poop looks better. Like his number twos. Yeah, the little boy's like, "Yeah, his number twos even look healthier." I'm like, "How do you know what his number twos look like, dude?" I mean, come on, seriously. I mean, they're making it sound like my dog's got more energy. It's not true. It's all marketing, you know, right?
I think it would be, unfortunately, studies like this take a long time to do, but I think it would be a fascinating study to take a huge group of the same type of dog, mm-hmm. and feed them a commercial dog food for their whole lives, and then take another huge group of dogs and feed them farmer's dog or fresh pet or whatever for their whole
It
lives
would
and
probably be no
see if
difference.
there is any real difference in the length of their
Are you
life.
surprised that like the pure, and maybe they are, maybe I don't know, but the Purina, some of the bigger names, Old Roy, some of these other ones, are you surprised that they're not coming out with their own brand of home styled dog foods? I mean, they come out with the canned stuff, but I mean, the canned stuff stinks. It smells. It doesn't. It's not appetizing. It comes in a can, and really, a lot of it's just the packaging. I mean, it's got your dog's name on the package. It's the same. It's the amount of food that he has based on his weight size. So it looks very. And it, again, you're exactly right. From a marketing standpoint, it's brilliant. Marketing is so important. But are you kind of surprised that some of these other dog foods haven't kind of niched that market?
I think I am a little bit surprised, but I think what that tells us is they haven't disrupted the market quite enough for these bigger commercial products to take the time and money to invest into a whole new
Yeah.
brand of food.
Gotcha. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net, Dark Side of the Pooch, Rossbridge Animal Hospital, 208-0301, 208-0301, rossbridgevet.com.org.net.wet, you name it, they're on there. I saw this video of Vladimir Putin and I guess the Chinese president, and they were talking off mic. Did you hear that? That whole off mic they were talking about? Immortality. Putin was like, "Yeah, I hear that you can get transplants now, and there's a possibility where we can continue just to change our organs out to the point where humans will live forever." And they caught this on mic, and people were trying to decide: did he do it on purpose? Was he trying to get under Donald Trump's, collar? What was he trying to do? Because the idea of Vladimir Putin and the president of China living forever is pretty damn scary. So I wanted to ask you the question I had it written down, then I'll let you go. Are there any types of transplants for animals that are successful?
No. I mean, I
Has there
know
ever been
there.
has there ever been not now I watch a lot of History Channel, so I know there's this guy. The Russians have done a lot of this stuff where they've taken the head of dogs and put them on cats, and they've tried to mate. No, they've tried to mate women with animals through artificial insemination. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, if you go back and look at what they did down World War II. It's crazy when they were trying to do the perfect. The perfect soldier or whatever, it's insane. I mean, they did some really sick stuff over there. It was, but yeah, they found this whole thing with, and there was like cages and cages of monkeys, and they were trying to put two heads on a monkey to see if they could look both directions at the same time. I don't know. But and of course they were not successful.
No.
They lived for a very short period of time. The poor animals, the excruciating torture those
Like
animals
two
went through down
minutes.
there. Yeah, for about 2 minutes, if that long. But yeah, but I was wondering, has there ever been a transplant? Has that ever been successful?
So there is, I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I've heard that there are people that are doing valve replacement in dogs, but they are in foreign countries. I mean, I think the last thing that I heard was there was a veterinarian in Asia that was doing mitral valve replacements in dogs successfully. That's not an organ,
Yeah.
that's a small part of an organ. Auburn has tried to do kidney transplants in dogs and it was not successful. You can't do liver transplants. You obviously, you can't do eyes and things like that. So I have not heard of any successful organ transplants in dogs. I mean, if you really, I guess, wanted to get technical, you can do skin grafts on dogs, which, skin is an organ. So if you really wanted to get kind of nitpicky,
Yeah.
then, you could say yes to that.
Okay. There you have it. Tell people how to get in touch with you.
You can call us at 208-0301. You can email us, rossbridgeanimalhospital@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
It's always entertaining, and I'm around. If you find a miracle for Sunday, I will answer the phone. If you don't, I hope you have a great time, and I will hear all about it, okay?
You will, my friend. You will.
Love you, brother. Take care of yourself.
All right, man. Love you. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.